As we age, our immune system starts to decline, or immunosenesces. However, the effect of age on immunity varies among individuals. Genetic differences among individuals contribute to this variation, but the genes responsible are largely unknown. A previous study in our lab identified a number of candidate genes involved in clearing an E. coli infection, and the expression of these genes varied significantly between young and old flies. It was interesting to find that a small category of these genes were associated with the ability of older flies to clear an infection, and these genes were involved in processes such as cytoskeleton organization and endosomal, lysosomal, and vesicle transport. And because of that, we hypothesized that age-related changes in some aspects of phagocytosis must be important for maintaining immune function in older flies. As you can see in Figure 1, which is a schematic of the innate immune response in Drosophila, that phagocytic hemocytes, which are shown in green, function to engulf and degrade bacteria infection. If they cannot efficiently clear the infection, antimicrobial peptides, which are shown in red, are then produced to help in this process. In order to test our hypothesis, we used methods that were developed in the lab, which involve an in vivo phagocytosis assay, where we inject 1 week and 5 week old flies in the thorax, which can be seen in Figure 2A, with either bioparticles or pH rhodo. pH rhodo is a pH sensitive particle that will only fluoresce under acidic conditions. We also add a green dye to the particle solution in order to visually verify that the fly was injected. 60 minutes after injections, we then dissect the dorsal vessel, which can be seen in Figure 3. We then fix, stain, and mount the dissected dorsal vessel onto a microscope slide and image them using a fluorescent microscope. We then quantify phagocytic events within a 10 micrometer hemocyte using ImageJ software, which is shown in Figure 4. This allows us to keep track of phagocytic events per cell by assigning a different color to each cell. In Figure 5, you can see the dorsal vessel and associated hemocytes with engulfed E. coli, pH rhodo, or bioparticles. The dotted white line outlines the lateral side of the dorsal vessel with the arrow pointing towards the anterior region. For each fly, we will quantify fluorescent events within a 10 micrometer hemocyte as shown in panels B, D, F, and H from 10 hemocytes per fly. We will then analyze the differences in phagocytic events using ANOVA. As you can see in Figure 6 and 7, the differences are shown as a box plot, with Figure 6 showing the differences in bioparticles between 1 and 5 week old flies, and Figure 7 shows the difference in pH rhodo between 1 and 5 week old flies. It should be noted that here, HemaShea fly line was used and not one of our candidate genes that we will be characterizing. But even with this fly line, we saw that when injected with bioparticles, older flies contain significantly more fluorescent events per cell compared to young flies. This is consistent with results from a previous study done in our lab. But when injected with pH rhodo, the older flies contain significantly fewer fluorescent events per cell compared to young flies. As I had mentioned before, pH rhodo is pH sensitive, so observing more fluorescent events in the younger flies indicates that the phagosome and lysosome were fusing, which is required to efficiently degrade bacterial particles. This suggests that the older flies have a reduced ability to degrade an infection once it's engulfed. These results support our hypothesis and indicate that age-related changes in phagocytosis do occur, and these changes likely occur during phagosome maturation, reducing or inhibiting phagosomal-lysosomal fusion, which is required to efficiently degrade bacteria. This leads to a reduced ability of older flies efficiently clearing an infection. However, our preliminary data shows that more research needs to be done. And by characterizing our select candidate genes, we can determine their role in age-specific declines in phagocytosis.